It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ooh, boy. Everybody's mad at Katy Perry. She paid some big money to prevent a fan from going on a date with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. The singer participated in this benefit show. It's called One Love Malibu. It was an event that raised money for people affected by California's Woolsey wildfire. Mm-hmm. And in addition to performing, part of her role was to auction off a date with her boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. Well, bidding begins. This chick named Laura bids up to $20,000 to go out with Orlando Bloom, right? So Katy Perry jumps in and says, oh, I'm sorry, I'm going to buy it for $50,000. So people are not mad because obviously it's great that much money is going to these wildfire victims. But people are mad because they're like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, you know, let somebody have an opportunity. Obviously, they're not actually going to date him for real. It's a fun one night thing, like a once in a lifetime opportunity to say, I went on a date with Orlando Bloom. And so people are mad at Katy Perry, like, you know, she's not a very nice person.
You don't want to open the door for that opportunity. Like, what if?
Do you think she's really actually just insecure and so she's jealous thinking about another girl going out with him,
all
even though it's a charity thing?
No.
All women are insecure.
Okay, one, Joe, no. Two, no, absolutely not. She just wanted to donate $50,000. If she saw that it was kind of dimming down at $20,000, the auction was dimming down, and she was like, oh no, this like charity needs more money. It needs more money. Then she probably stepped in and was like, I'll buy him for $50,000.
Like, so you don't think this is like offensive and kind of rude of her?
No. Are you joking? She donated $50,000 of her own money to a charity that she did not have to do.
Maybe people online are overreacting. Is Kylie Jenner engaged? The reality star fueled speculation that she accepted a proposal from her boyfriend Travis Scott by posting a loved up photo along with a diamond ring emoji. Mm. The mysterious photo was posted to her Instagram story yesterday and came with no other explanation as to the status of their relationship. A proposal certainly wouldn't be a shocking move since the couple have a 10-month-old daughter together. Hootie and the Blowfish have announced a new album and tour to make the 25th anniversary of their famous album, Cracked Rear View. Drummer Jim Sonefeld talked about last night on, what were they on? Hold on a minute.
Let me see.
I can't remember.
Weren't they on the morning show yesterday?
Yes. They were on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon last night. Sorry, I had to look that up. And the drummer talked about how they were going to reunite for this new album and do a tour. And the tour is going to go to 44 cities across North America. The trek is going to begin on May 30th in Virginia Beach. It's going to end September 13th in Columbia, South Carolina. Bare Naked Ladies are going to serve as the opening band. I mean, this is like your 90s dreams coming true.
I'm going to the show. My wife already said we bought tickets, even though they're not on sale yet.
Tickets go on sale this Friday. And here is the drummer talking about reuniting and why they chose to do it now.
I think we all had to wait for the right year. We started talking around the 20th anniversary of the release of Cracked Rear View, and that was too soon. 22 wasn't round enough. 25 looks like the right number.
They're all like, Hootie, please, let us tour, Hootie.
And here is my favorite thing that has come out in celebrity news so far this week. Meek Mill talked about how he went on a double date with Jay-Z and Beyonce back when he was dating Nicki Minaj. And Meek talks about Jay. He calls him Hova. You know, that's like one of his nicknames. So he calls him Hova. But he talks about how they were sitting at the table. And of course, when he was dating Nicki, that's when him and Drake had that big beef. And Back to Back came out, right? So listen to what he says Jay-Z did when they were all on a double date together.
So Hov got the playlist. He just clicking through. He clicking through Back to Back, Come On by Mistake while we at the table. I'm like, oh. So Beyonce and Hov and Nicki, everybody just looking like, they don't know what's going on. I don't even know if they remember that, but I remember that.
So that's awkward.
Jay-Z accidentally plays Back to Back when this is the height of their beef. And that song is literally a diss track to Meek Mill. So I think that is absolutely hilariously awkward, especially for something that Jay-Z did. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, what crazy drama happened at your kid's daycare? Liv the Web Girl, it sounds like she's really running like a county or federal prison. We'll have her share her story next.